1045 The Zone. A complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration. Glad you're with us. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Pretty day out there. For those of you traveling to the lake, safe travels. Drive safe. Glad you're with us. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow, at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be ahead of time. The lineup, the news, brought to you by the Diner Nashville, back open and ready to do what they do best, and that's serve their customers. Then we're going to get to our guest, Brenda Vroon of the Nashville Dolphins, also the Wildwood Gators, is going to be joining us, talking to us about the Boots and Bubbles Crawfish Boil benefiting the Nashville Dolphins. Great, group of people, great outfit, and a great cause, what they are doing with that. So can't wait to talk to her about that. Maybe even talk a little summer swimming. Then we're going to go to Matthew Gillespie of the TAA, talk to him about the TAA's, stance, or I don't even know if stance is the right word, but kind of the way they are looking at this as we get to resuming workouts, practices, tryouts, as we begin to let and the local governments and school systems allow their schools to start getting back together, organized activities. Then the summer tour of the Meet and Threes continues, part three. The Wolfman at Coach John Wild will be joining us, and we will be continuing our tour of Meet and Threes around the Mid-State. The news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. They are back open and ready for business as you get downtown, want to get out to eat. If you haven't been there, I strongly recommend going to the Diner Nashville. If you have, you know what I'm talking about, and you'll be back. But just get down to the corner of 3rd and Debumbrium, free valet parking, so all you got to do is pull up, and they'll take care of it for you. Come back and get you when you're ready to go. Walk in, you'll see the black and white checkerboard tile, the soda shop style bar, stunning pastry case on the right. Go in there, have you a coffee, espresso, latte. I'll get you a muffin, lemon square to go with it. Or the second floor, head up the elevator, sports bar theme space. Double-sided wall TVs hang over the bar. If the game is on, the replay of the game. Watch Colorado Notre Dame the other night. That was great. Great menu right there on the second floor. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces if you want to be served by a waiter or a waitress. These are the floors for you. They've got the traditional favorites, but some local flavor as well. Love the pasta on that floor. Sixth floor, seafood floor. Oysters, sushi, best lineup of sushi rolls and oysters anywhere downtown. Best Rockefeller downtown and the best view anywhere downtown on that sixth floor. So make the Diner Nashville your Hutter Point. All right, a few counties and private schools have given their teams the go-ahead to start conditioning, workouts, tryouts, practices, and several more will start on June the 1st. So many of them in small groups, 9 and a coach or less. And glad to see these guys and girls back out with their teammates. The ones that have already started, everyone that I've talked to, very positive reviews. And again, several more and most of the others are going to give that go-ahead on June the 1st. Robert Hassel III was named the Tennessee Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year for the second straight year. Interesting. Independence only played 2 games before the season was canceled for pretty much everybody. But as we have talked about a lot here and also on the Tennessee, and had a great summer as part of the USA 18U national team. So congratulations to Robert. Well-deserved. MTCS, Middle Tennessee Christian Schools, looking for a new head football coach after Fred Shambaugh stepped down this week. He is leaving to go take a position at Dallas Christian, and he led the Cougars for 6 years. So good job. Hopefully they'll get a good guy. All right, that's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. And with that, we go to my good friend, the number one summer swim coach in all of the land, and also the new head coach of the Nashville Dolphins, Coach Brenda Vroon. Coach Vroon, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad you're here. How is your, I guess it's not quite summer yet, but school's over, so Big plans. I know that you will be leading the Wildwood Gators again, and you are also, I believe I'm right on this, the new head coach of the Nashville Dolphins, somebody you've been very involved with in the past, but the new coach. Talk to us about the Dolphins. It's something that, because of you, I've been able to see. It's an unbelievable organization, and you all have got a really big fundraiser coming on. But talk to us about the Dolphins.
Okay, so I've been involved with the Nashville Dolphins doing swimathons with the Wildwood Gators for about 10 years, and I've also been a lead instructor teaching kiddos how to swim, and I've just been hired as the swim team head coach. And the Nashville Dolphins provide year-round instruction, training, competition, social things, and travel at no cost to children and adults with disabilities. There's a program like it in the country that is totally free. And it started in 2003 with the amazing Beth Scruggs, who just started with a handful of swimmers that couldn't find a coach and they wanted to compete in the Special Olympics. So it's an amazing program. The leading cause of accidental death for children with special needs is drowning, which even makes this program more important. And they've always had one of the our biggest fundraisers has always been Boots and Bubbles, which has been a huge crawfish boil, big parties with band and crawfish and cocktails. But this year we knew it had to look a little bit different. So we decided that we needed to also give back to Nashville. So we've partnered with Brad and Kimberly Paisley's The Store, which is an amazing new operation that is a free grocery store. And they're hoping to, I know right now they're delivering groceries to lots of people. So half of our ticket sales are going to go to The Store. So we're going to be doing a grab-and-go crawfish boil. It's going to be a drive-through crawfish boil. And it's going to be at a home on Page Road where the show Nashville was filmed, which is pretty cool. So we're going to still have live music. People are going to be able to order their crawfish online at our website, drive on through, pick up their crawfish, pick up their cocktails. Ajax Turner has donated all the rum and beer, so we're going to have cool rum cocktails. And people are going to be able to drive through, pick up their crawfish, their drinks. We're going to have some fun stuff for the kids. And then they can go home and enjoy their meal with their family while helping out two amazing causes.
And when is this going to be, Coach?
It is Saturday, June 6th. But you can go ahead and start buying your tickets. We can get our crawfish ordered. You can go ahead and buy your tickets on NashvilleDolphins.org. And it's at the home of Sylvia Roberts, which is at 1358 Page Road.
And, Coach, I have to admit, I was a big fan of the show Nashville. So if you watched it, you know the driveway is plenty long enough. Don't worry about the line. It'll be fun.
It's a huge driveway. So it starts on Page Road. You're going to drive all the way through, and it ends on some other road that I don't know what the name is. So there's no line. There's no turnaround. You'll just drive on through and head on out.
So do you care if I talk about cost and what comes with it?
Yes. I can't wait to tell you. So for a $100 ticket, it's going to serve two people. For $100, you are going to get 8 pounds of crawfish, lots of fixins, corn, potatoes, sausage, and four beverages. So you're either going to get, you can have four rum punches, or you can have Budweiser or Bud Light. Like I said, there's going to be music, some other little special treats we're going to give you when you drive through. We're going to have popcorn and little balloons for the kids, and it's going to be a great day.
And you can go to NashvilleDolphins.org to purchase those tickets. 8 pounds of crawfish, Coach. That's a great deal.
That's a lot of crawfish. I ate crawfish last night, and let me tell you, they are delicious. And we already have some amazing sponsors. If any people that are listening want to sponsor, you can also check that on our website. But the Titans are going to sponsor us. Tin Roof 2 is helping out. Of course, Matthew's Team Sports is helping us out. We have lots of amazing sponsors, Red Dog Dumpsters. We already have a lot of sponsors. We would love more sponsors. And you can see all the perks of the sponsorship on the website as well.
And, Coach, you all do, what do you call it, joint meets or integrated meets?
So what the Dolphins have, Tate, is we have a swim team that has about 65 people on our swim team. And the cool other cool thing about the Dolphins is you never age out. So a lot of times with kids with special needs, when they get to be 21, they get left out of things. But when you're a Nashville Dolphin, once a Nashville Dolphin, you're always a Nashville Dolphin. So we have 40-year-olds that swim on our team. And we do participate in Special Olympics swim meets. We also do junior Dolphins and future Dolphins, which is teaching kids to swim and getting kids ready for swim team. And the other cool thing I forgot to mention is the Nashville Dolphins, we serve over 220 people, but it's run by over 150 volunteers. So if crawfish isn't your thing, you can always just make a donation, or you can also sign up to be a volunteer. You don't have to have any swimming experience. We have lead instructors that will teach you what to do.
Yes, and it's a very important part of your swimmers' lives, and the meets you all do when you might have a Wildwood, you might have a Wildwood Indian Lake meet, and the Dolphins will be there too. And I promise you, I've seen it.
I think that it's the only time I might have seen Tate Matthews a little teary eyed is when he saw the Dolphins at one of our swim meets, because it's something to see. It's an amazing group of people.
It's very cool. Very cool. And the Gators get as much or more out of it as the Dolphins do. And so, again, can't stress enough how great of an organization this is. And again, you're getting 8 pounds of crawfish. You can't beat that. That's a no-brainer.
For sure. And cocktails. Don't forget the cocktails, Tate.
So that will be, again, June 6th. You can go to NashvilleDolphins.org to go ahead and get those tickets. You've got plenty. I believe you said you all are looking to serve 3,000. That would be unbelievable. So plenty of crawfish. Hey, talk to us about summer swim. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think you can talk about that. How's it looking?
Summer swim is actually looking really good. We, at Wildwood, we came up with a very elaborate socially distanced swim team and we've bought more lane lines. We're adding more lanes. We're going to have two kids in a lane, kind of think what a lot of other teams are doing, like Innsworth, Excel, Nat. We're going to have two swimmers in a lane going opposite every other lane. They'll start on a different side of the pool. We're going to have them enter in one area, exit in the other area. So where the Nashville Swim League has been canceled, I know the Williamson County Swim League has been canceled as well, we are still going to practice, and we're going to maybe work on setting more goals, and we're going to do maybe some virtual meets. Cottonwood has reached out to me. I've also been approached by a coach in North Carolina that we might do just a fun virtual meet. We'll be doing more things, maybe some activities with our swimmers via Zoom because we may not be able to gather. But we're still going strong. We have 196 people signed up for Wildwood Gator Swim Team. So we're looking forward to a great summer. We're going to be starting practices on June 1st, I believe.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to see you at the pool.
Coach, thank you again. The Boots and Bubbles, Grab and Go Crawfish Boil. It's going to be fun.
I really appreciate it. Benefiting the Nashville Dolphins and the store. Don't forget the store.
The store, that's correct. Yep, and that's a very great cause as well. So, hey, thank you for joining us. We love you. Our man Wilson Brown wanted me to tell you hello.
Oh, tell him I said hello.
All right, have a great weekend. Thank
you. You too. Thanks, Tate.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Coach Brenda Vroon, again, the Nashville Dolphins. Go to NashvilleDolphins.org. It's really cool. So I know I love crawfish and I love corn and sausage. I will definitely be making sure that I am there on June the 6th to be a part of this. Hope you will too. We'll be right back with Matthew Gillespie of the TWSAA right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
What happens to your...
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Terminix, they're out and about. They're already headed out and seeing their customers. They are, as always, they were out and servicing their customers the whole time, haven't gone anywhere, and they're still doing that. And want to remind you, if you haven't done it yet, it's time to get that mosquito tick service scheduled. Tick services are what every homeowner needs. They will keep you comfortable from bites, but more importantly, they'll help protect you of your health as you enjoy the warm spring weather. We forget about that sometimes. For around $1 a day, Terminex can protect the pure joy of your home. All you have to do is call Terminex, 800-TERMINEX, and if you are in this show's listening area, you're in the Cool Springs area, Robert Boy and the crew, I know them. Attention to detail is their number one deal. And like everybody on this show, Robert and the crew are big high school athletic supporters and fans. Big, big Forest Rocket fans. So, 800-TERMINEX. Brandon, my man, came out and took care of us, made my wife very happy. So, again, I cannot emphasize how good they are at the customer service aspect of it. So, 800-TERMINEX. We got Matthew Gillespie of the TFLSAA on the line. Matthew, good morning.
Morning, Tate. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you joining us. Before we talk about high school athletics here in Tennessee, I know you're very excited. Notre Dame has announced that they will be back in school in August, and I'm assuming a lot of that has to do with football. So I know that may put a smile on your face.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just good to hear things are slowly on the uptick of getting back to normal. So college athletics is part of that, so is high school. And, yeah, when you start seeing, you know, maybe it'll be just a trickle effect or domino effect, and everybody else will start following suit. SEC looks like they're getting ready to get things in gear. It may not look like we're used to seeing in the fall, but I think everybody takes something over nothing, certainly at this time.
Well, and we've already had some schools start back. I know Sumner and Wilson have some, and in the mid-state, there's some in West Tennessee that have already done it. Brentwood Academy started this week. Have you got any feedback from those schools or teams or coaches on how that is going?
No, not really. I think just becoming aware of it. And just like you guys, you hear the ones that have gotten started, some in East Tennessee and doing workouts and things like that. And so it's good to see, everybody, not everybody, but certainly starting kind of like earlier. You mentioned just, one or two colleges and a conference or two is kind of getting going. Same thing in Tennessee with high schools. You get a few of them going. And then, of course, as we all know, every different area of the state is affected differently by this. Some people are in certain phases in the reopening process further along than others. So some are able to get going a little quicker than others. And, but I think hopefully everybody will be on the same page sooner than later.
Coach, you've got it, or the NFHS, to be clear, has the sports grouped into three categories. There's high risk, moderate risk, and lower risk. I think the high risk would be the ones that have the most contact, football, wrestling, and lacrosse. And then the moderate risk are baseball, softball, basketball, soccer, tennis. Am I missing what? Volleyball. So, and then lower would be track, the running events, the individual swimming, golf, right? So kind of tell us about how you all are dealing with that. I know you're leaning on the NFHS for what they came up with, and then letting the individual school systems kind of dictate what they are doing. But the high risk, the football, wrestling, and lacrosse, and then the moderate. So is there any chance that, say, high risk, I don't know that we can do that, but we will be able to go with competition with moderate, or will it be fall sports? We're either going to have fall sports or not.
Well, I think there's so many unknowns at this point. I mean, our urgency at this point right now is just let's do what we can do and work with the schools, and the schools obviously working with their local school administrators and following CDC and statewide policies that are in place, and just getting the kids back involved in activities over the summer. That's the key, I think, and our focus right now. Certainly we know that, obviously returning to the normal play or some form or fashion of football and volleyball and soccer and everything else in the fall, golf will be our first one. That may be the easiest one to implement because, as you mentioned, it's one of the lower-risk ones. Everybody, I think if you polled everybody, they could probably categorize all those just off the top of their head in the same categories, just knowing what kind of contact you have in wrestling and football, and then you go down to sports like baseball and softball and volleyball for a medium risk, and then you look at sports where there is no contact with golf and looking at track and field and field events and things like that. So, hopefully we'll get to that point. We have sent that guideline memo from the NFHS to our member schools and have certainly urged them to use it. It is a guide. It's not a mandate from us, but I think it will be helpful for all schools. And a lot of them were already doing a lot of the things in place already in regards to, you know, their reopening of activities and things like that. So I think the key is we want everyone to be cautious. I think everybody has the same goal in mind, and that's, you know, the first priority is the health and safety of the student athletes. And if we follow those guidelines and know where you are in the phase of reopening, we can get to where we need to be in the fall, hopefully. It's one of those where time will tell. And it's really hard to guess now in May what we're going to be looking like in August. But, the focus right now is getting everybody back and doing things in the summer that they're used to doing. It may be on a much different basis than last summer for sure. But I think people getting them involved because, the toll it's taken on student athletes from not only a physical standpoint, but just the mental standpoint of losing that participation in something they're used to doing and looking forward to doing in the summer, that's taking a toll as well. So we can get them back on the field, and the focus right now is the summer.
Well, and one thing I've appreciated about what you all have done is Mr. Childress, has not said he doesn't know. So it's not this thing can change a lot. So why talk about, yes, we're having football or even worse, no, we're not going to have football. You don't know. A lot's going to change, and so let's wait and see. We still have time. All the schedules are scheduled, and I appreciate that. The people that have come out and said,
"Yeah, and it's tough." That. I mean, we wish we could wave a magic wand and say, "Yes, football will be back, and it will be normal. We will have stadiums full of fans, and every other sport as well." But it's just as we all know, this thing has changed so much from when we started in the middle of March to where we are now. So it's really pointless to give, a guess or an estimate. We can say what we hope for, and I think everybody else has the same goals as well. But, again, time will tell, and I think if we just stick with following the guidelines or try to as best as everybody can. Again, everybody's going to be different. Shelby County is going to be different from, Hamilton County and Sullivan County and Williamson County. I mean, not everybody's going to be on the same page, but I think we can work towards the same goal, and if we do that, hopefully we'll all get there at the same time.
Matthew, I think one thing people are not clear on is, say, and they're all doing it right now, but the groups of nine and a coach, okay, and so like out on the field in an area, what is considered an area? That's not nine people and a coach on an entire football field, but what are the guidelines on that?
Yeah, well, with what the Federation sent out in their guidelines, in phase one, it's restricted to no more than 10 people, whether it's inside or outside in a group. And if you're doing workouts, they highly recommend that it be the same, five or 10 people, so you're not connecting with, a different 20, 30 people, in a couple-day period. You're around those same folks. So whether coaches or, we got group A from, 9 to 10 o'clock and group B from 10 to 11, whatever it may be. But those groups need to stay together. And then you certainly look beyond that. And what would phase two be? Phase two, then it expands. If you've gotten to that point and your local school system and the guidelines in place there and the reopening, phase two, you can expand that to where it's groups of 50 outside. So you're certainly looking at a much more expanded basis on football, and then summer baseball and softball, it becomes certainly more feasible there. And then you get to phase three, and it opens up even more. And then phase four is just normalcy, like everybody's used to. So, it's going to differ depending on what phase they're in. But with that limit of 10 and keeping the social distance, that's difficult to do in a lot of sports and the normal way of doing workouts and things like that. But I think if everybody looks at those guidelines and tries to adhere to them, we'll be in good shape.
The dead period, there was speculation on whether we would have it or not. We are having the dead period, the same date, so it was already scheduled. One person told me that maybe a thought was we come back, we're resuming activities together, and then that gives us 2 weeks apart. From the coaches and the athletes being on campus together, and then that another 14 days, right? So was sure, that part of your thinking? on the dead period?
Yeah, it was. And you kind of broke up a little bit on that, but I think I know the direction you were going. But yeah, with the dead period, I think there's certainly a ton of different things thrown out there. Either move it or remove it, because we've lost so much time in the spring or the summer, whatever it may be. Certainly our council, it would be a legislative council issue, did discuss it, and other administrators have discussed it. And I think the overwhelming thought was to keep it in place. Everybody's on the same page. It's not, you know, one school's not going to be affected more negatively by still having the dead period in. It's across the board. Every sport, every school, just like everybody knows, across the state, the same two-week period. And I think some of the process is, you know, there's a lot of people and families that, you know, whether it's 2 months out, a whole year out, that plan vacations, that have things in place and things like that. I've had more people that have, you know, asked, saying, I heard y'all are removing the dead period and things like that. I'm like, no, it's in place. And overwhelmingly, the response I'm getting is, oh, thank goodness. You know, I was worried y'all were going to remove it and things like that. So, and of course, I'm not speaking for everybody by any means. I'm just talking about some of the few interactions I've had. So it will still be in place, and that will be the week before and the week of 4th of July.
And then we will come back. If everything goes as planned with the phases, say at Sumner County, where they've already been working out, and if everything goes as planned, when they come back from the dead period for football, they can proceed with their normal calendar the way they would?
Yes, that's great. Yeah, TWSA calendar has not changed. This summer's calendar is the same as last summer's calendar, but the difference is we certainly are asking schools, and I think people are in no position to do anything different, but they need to follow the guidelines set forth by the state first and foremost, and then their local school system or local administrator. So, again, that goes back to some of our discussion earlier, that it is going to be a little different depending on what area of the state you're in, what county or school system you're in. Some people may be further along. Some people may have more restrictions in place. But yes, the calendar does allow for the same things that were going on last summer to occur this summer. It's just going to have a different look depending, you know, on what the restrictions are in place. But I think when you get to the end of the dead period, knowing where a lot of people are in their phases now, I think we'll be much closer to everybody being on the same page when we get there.
It's kind of surreal. This would have been spring fling this week. You still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I keep losing you a little bit, Tate. I'm trying to pick up on when I do lose you. I know you're mentioning spring fling, but yeah.
I'm sorry. I said it's kind of surreal. This would have been the spring fling this week, the end of spring fling. The championships would have been yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we hate it as much as everybody else, and it's one of my favorite weeks of the year, and I live here in Murfreesboro, and we've had typical spring fling weather. It's you know, been pretty warm. It's starting that summer feel outside, and you get a passing shower or two. We might have had a softball or baseball game delayed, and I was thinking about that every day when the weather would come through, and think, yeah, we'd be sitting in headquarters, or it'd be the baseball stadium, or wherever it may be, and you know, it's difficult. It's been so, the whole thing has been surreal, starting with basketball and then now leading up to this, and knowing what, you know, what everybody would have been going through calendar-wise and schedule-wise, and then wrapping up yesterday with the final day of spring fling. A lot of champions would have been crowned, and it's difficult, and it certainly is.
Yeah, it is. It's you can't really explain spring fling until you go to it. But all those events, all those games going on at the same time, I love it. Softball at Starplex, and I love the finals of the running over at MTSU for the track. So, well, we'll be back together next week. Matthew, last question. I know this is all fluid, but is there any I get this asked a lot. Is there any talk of high school, not college or NFL, high school football in Tennessee? Is there any talk or plans to, you know, of games without fans?
I think, and I heard, again, it was breaking up a little bit, but we've heard a lot of discussion thrown out there and ideas of, well, if we can't start on time, can we do this? Can we you know, back up the championships 2 weeks, or can we, you know, cut out a week of the football playoffs and things? I think there's so many different ideas out there. I mean, there's been nothing officially proposed, and I'm not trying to dodge the question, but it's just really hard to address in May. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's something that will be addressed and certainly has to be. But it's, you know, if we laid out, you know, potential plans now, you'd probably have to have five or six different plans. Well, those are going to get narrowed down to, you know, one or two, because it's going to change so much as we get closer to it. So, you know, there's thoughts and ideas that have been thrown out there, but, you know, our hope and goal is everything is normal. It may be with, you know, like we're hearing and seeing in college football with, you know, lesser fans in the stadium and things like that, or, you know, and it could come down to, you look at things, one county may be different than the other. One county may say, look, we, you know, our stadium holds 5,000, but we can only allow 2,000 in. You could go to a different county and they haven't had a case or one case the entire time, and they're wide open. So, you know, it's going to be so different seeing where we're at, not only 2-3 months from now, but 2 or 3 weeks from now, this thing could be whole, completely different. So not trying to dodge the question, but we're, you know, certainly we know what's out there. A lot of things have been thrown out there and ideas, but I think the best answer is we'll know as we get closer to it.
Several different plans.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of stuff is out there, that's for sure.
Matthew, I appreciate you joining us. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. The number one thing is we've got
same to you, Tate. Be athlete. Careful, and always good to join you, and thank you for everything you do and supporting high school athletics here in Tennessee. You're a great advocate for it, and we thank you a lot.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Matthew Gillespie of the TSSAA. Again, we have athletes back in organized activities, limited, but organized activities, and that is a good thing. All right, we'll be right back with Coach John Wild on the summer tour, the meet and threes. I cannot wait. Right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, 104.5 The Zone.
Global Motorsport.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, right in the heart of Cool Springs. They're open for business right now, doing what they do best, selling tires, especially the Yokohama tires. But they also do everything automotive but body work, oil changes, tires rotating and balance. Need a blinker light replaced? They can do that too. Big supporters of high school athletics in Williams County. They are the sponsor of the Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week, both male and female. That will be back again in 2020 when the competitions start again, and just big supporters of high school athletics in general. So if you're out and about today, need to get a new set of tires, need to get them rotated, balanced, drop in there, go see Garth and the boys, and then you will be happy that you did. Gateway Tire. We've got Coach John Wild, the Wolfman, back for the Meet and Three summer tour. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate. How are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to talk Meet and Threes. I love talking sports, but, man, I love talking Meet and Threes as well. So it was another great week, and got some good pinto beans at a couple of different places. So as we've talked about the last 2 weeks, you are the authority on Meet and Threes in the Mid-State. I encourage anyone who does not to follow you at Coach John Wild, and they will see pictures and tweets of many of the places we've been talking about the past few weeks, so past couple of weeks. Let's start real quick, Coach. We've been to Barbara's in Franklin. We've been to Sarge's down in Pulaski, Delina Country Store, Miller's Grocery, Sunset last week, Sunset Restaurant in Lebanon. That was a lot of great reviews out of there. We've been to the Fish Camp in West Tennessee, Sweats in Nashville, Hickory House in Campbell Station, down south in Columbia, and Clearview in Murfreesboro. Did I miss any?
I think you about covered it there, big guy. You did well.
Okay. So, episode 3 of the summer tour, where are we headed, Coach?
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to say this. I did take my dad to Barbara's this week. Had a great time up there. He enjoyed it. You know, he said he had been in Atlanta close to 50 years and never seen anything like it. So that's a pretty strong endorsement.
Very strong
from his part.
What What did he have?
He went chicken tenders, black-eyed peas, and mashed potatoes, and naturally he washed that down with some sweet tea, Tate.
Coach, I know I asked you where we were going, but while we're there, I think this needs to be said. We've mentioned okay. Barbara's a couple of times, and in light of having just the Last Dance ending, I think, you know, there are some parallels that we can draw from there. But I think, without a doubt, we've made it clear Barbara's is the undefeated heavyweight champion of meat and threes in this part of in Wilco. But as we saw in The Last Dance, not everybody can be Jordan. But, hey, it's pretty good to be Pippen, right? Not everybody can be Batman. We got to have a Robin, too. I would say that Barbara's is number one, but now meeting three in Wilco's, Bishop's, Bishop's is quite possibly Pippen.
Whoa. Not so fast, Hong Kong Phooey. Not so fast. Let
you
me
disagree?
Tell you about a place. Cool Cafe. You ever been there?
I have been there, and I can say it is Engel Martin endorsed.
Engel Martin endorsed, Furman Paladin specialty. Tim Ness and the guys over there, Tate, they're exceptional. They do a lot of work in the community that is underseen. Big brothers and sisters, boys and girls clubs. They do some formidable acts along with, you know, the service they provide for the community. Been around since about 2005. What I like over there is a little bit odd. Some may sit and some may say, I usually go with the tilapia, the cream spinach, then naturally some okra. But Cool Cafe and not only Engel Martin endorsed, the Henry County hero, Donnie Webb endorsed.
For sure. Right there by the Williams County Rec Center. If we're going, and when we go to our Mexican tour, we know a staple in Williamson County, La Hacienda. But you're right, Cool Cafe. But again, Coach, I can make a case for Bishop's. The hot chicken, as we always mention, okra every time, and the mac
Bishop's
and cheese,
is
very
strong. Bishop's is
strong.
I cannot disagree there.
Okay, so leaving Williamson County.
Okay. Let's go north, and I want to start, and this is off the board a little bit, but let's go north. Let's just go with a burger joint about 40 miles north of the city. Can we do that?
I know where you're going.
Okay. Johnny's in Clarksville. I had a conversation with Dr. Qualls this week. And Dr. Qualls says if he had one meal left on this earth, it would be the chili cheeseburger, fries, sweet tea, and honey bun and ice cream at Johnny's in Clarksville. And I can't say it's not going to be my last meal, but I can see where he's coming from. You know, exceptional place, been around a long, long time. Red Roberts endorsed, Terry Merrill endorsed, Dean Delk endorsed, and for those of you that don't know, those three fellas did play football together for the Governors at Austin Peay way back in the day. So Johnny's in Clarksville, and you got to get the Johnny's Burger.
It's a must. I know Dr. Qualls likes the chili. I kind of like going just straight cheeseburger. The French fries are a must. And the bun and cream, for those who have never been, it's worth the drive just for that. They've got the griddle that they've been cooking burgers on since you mentioned. Red Roberts was an All-American. Carlton Flat was all OVC. They've been cooking burgers that long. And I don't know that it's ever been replaced or cleaned. Well, it's been cleaned, but you know what I'm saying. It's been seasoning since then. After that, they take a honey bun, and they warm it up for about a minute on one side, flip it on the other for another minute, put it in a bowl, and put a scoop of vanilla ice cream over it. I'm telling you, it is a must.
I agree. Trenton Hassel has been known to frequent Johnny's Clarksville resident and Belmont assistant Brian Ayers will endorse Johnny's as well. So if you're in Clarksville, Johnny's is a must.
Stevie Haywood endorsed as well. Okay, Coach, Johnny's in Clarksville. Where are we going now?
All right, let's go out. Can we go out the east side again?
I would love to.
And there's a little bump in the road in Gladeville. Which those of you that are unfamiliar with Gladeville, Gladeville's a little bump off 840, and I guess the best way to say it is between Mount Juliet and Lebanon.
Yes.
There's a place called Griffin's Market in Gladeville. And when you go to Griffin's, you're going salmon patties, white beans, and green beans is what you're going to go with. They've got some cornbread that is on point. Strongly endorsed by Dr. David Jennings, Jason Franklin, and Travis Mayfield out at Wilson Central.
Yes.
And there's a little something that takes place out there in the fall at Wilson Central High School where each Friday someone will take what's called the Drive of Shame over to Griffin's Market for lunch. And I'm not going to go into what the drive and shame is or what it's centered around. If you're interested, just send Jason Franklin an email out there, and he could probably fill you in. But Griffin's Market in Gladeville, just unbelievable. Been there a long time. Travis Mayfield, Jason Franklin, and Dr. David Jennings, Watertown Tiger, David Jennings endorsed salmon patty, white beans, green beans. And you can probably get some sweet tea.
With a splash of lemon.
Correct.
Coach, you're right. The salmon patties are on point. I cannot remember what day it is, but they also have a lasagna fried chicken day. And
yeah.
You can get that at Monell's here in Nashville. But trust me, it goes together great. The green beans and white beans are unbelievable. They have a broccoli cheese at Griffin's that is it is a must in my opinion. Where are we going next, Coach?
Well, okay, we've gone out east. Can we go south, I guess? And we're going to go really south into the thickets of Lawrence County. And in Lawrence County, on the square in Lawrenceburg, there's a place called Square 40, and it's not only frequented by Lawrenceburg people, but Lawrence Countyans in general. Square 40, right on the square, been there for a long, long time. Dan Winfrey endorsed. Lawrence County and David Weathers endorsed. TWSAA Board of Control member Brian True endorsed, and Square 40 is just the place you got to go when you're in Lawrenceburg. Chicken fried steak with gravy, okay. Black eyed peas,
yes.
Mashed potatoes, and then the okra. Of course, you and I always go okra, but Square 40 is it. You know, and I'll say this, it's kind of the unsung hero, I think, on our list. The longevity that it's had down there, the people that pour in there every day. It's easily accessible by right in the square at Lawrenceburg off the intersection of 43 and 64. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people that listen to your show that travel that 43 and even that 64 corridor through South Central Tennessee down to Lawrence County. Check out Square 40. It's and as we say, it will not disappoint.
It will not disappoint.
Let me ask you this, because I just had a thought. Do you think that Russell Polk took our advice on any of those dives that we threw at him for his 50th birthday or not? Do you think he did?
My guess is he took Michelle to. I'm going to go with Barbara's or where you said Cool Cafe. We recommended the Country Boy out in Leaper's Fork, but I'm not so sure he drove that. I'm not so sure he headed out Old Hillsborough Road and did that. But yes, I think it is. I think it is a strong bet that he either went to Barbara's or Cool Cafe.
I would agree with you. I had that thought and. You know, I'd send him a message, happy birthday, and I think he came through for us and followed our lead.
I think he did as well. And one last thing on Square 40, Coach, you're exactly right about the fried steak. The chicken and dumplings does not disappoint there either, and it is regular Brian True, strongly endorsed.
Absolutely.
Coach, let's go to a break. We'll come back. I think we're going west when we come back, and I'm guessing not a whole lot of people know about this hidden gem, but they're going to be happy
we'll
to know about
out.
It. All right, we'll be right back with Coach John Wild on the Summer Tour Meeting 3, Episode 3. Before we go, Mandu EMS training, 15 minutes is the equivalent to 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the gym. We know what you're saying. That can't be possible. That's why your first session is free. All you have to do is go to Mandu, MANDUU.com. Get that first session scheduled. Cool Springs and Brentwood are already back open. Green Hills has gotten the green light to reopen on May the 25th. So go on there, schedule it. The coach is in the best shape he's been in since he was Vandy's Dandy back in 69. So it's for all. It's all ages, all fitness levels, all body types. All you got to do is get in there, get that first session scheduled, and you will be on your way to getting to the fitness level that you want to be. Mandu.com. We'll be right back with Coach John Wild on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, 104.5 The Zone.
Matthews Team Sports.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength. Walker Chevrolet, open and doing what they do best, selling Chevrolets. Chevy Central, head down I-65 south from Nashville, get off exit 65, take a left, you'll see it right there on the right. They have the best inventory of new and used Chevrolets anywhere in town. And most importantly, they are the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference and the Wilcos, which will be coming up soon. We're back with that, Coach John Wild, Summer Tour Part 3, Meeting Threes. Coach, headed out west. I'm pumped about this one.
We're going I-40 almost to the Tennessee River Bridge, but we're not going to go that far. We're going to get off Highway 13 south. We're going to ride down probably about 15 miles into Linden. And this place is going to give the fish camp a strong run for some catfish. It's in Linden, which is Perry County. It's called the Dairy Bar. Tennessee River catfish, right off of Cuba Landing down there. Get you some fillets. Get you some white beans. They've got some tremendous cornbread that they'll bring out to you. Okay? French fries, baked potato, whichever you want. Dairy Bar in Linden. Mike Country Roads endorsed during his tenure at Perry County. Rick Rice endorsed. And, of course, our state representative, former Perry County Viking Indiana Hoosier, Kirk Haston endorsed. So, you know, solid place down in Perry County. On my way that way, every now and then, if I'm going to watch a ball game at Martin or what have you, we'll stop, we'll go down, grab some catfish at the dairy bar and be on our way. But it's strong. It never disappoints. It's on point in Perry County. Been there a long time for those Viking fans down there.
It's a hidden gem. And here's the most fun part about it, Coach. For those that are – I've had several friends tell me, hey, I'm going and trying that place. I'm going – The most fun part about the Dairy Bar is, one, if you've never been to Linden, you need to go. Two, when you type it in in Maps or Waze, address 1039 Squirrel Hollow Drive. That's worth going just for the address alone.
That's right. Correct.
Squirrel Hollow Drive. So, hey, why is the Tennessee – when you get over there, the fish camp and there, the Tennessee River you talk about that a lot, the Tennessee River catfish. What is it that makes the Tennessee River catfish so tasty?
I think it's those people that have been there for a long, long time in that area that run those operations just know what they're doing, and they're going to add those secret little splashes just to, you know, make it a cut above of some other places that you could go to. You know, we talked about the fish camp in Centerville, talked about the dairy bar. You know, there's a place down in Pickwick, I think, top of the river, Hardin County somewhere. I may be wrong there, that it's pretty good, that do the same thing. There's a couple little places in Decaturville in Parsons Way down there off Highway 22 that are solid also. But they just those people have been nestled there for a long time, and they just kind of have a knack for adding some secret ingredients, I think, to kind of give those catfish just a cut above from any other place that you'd find.
Coach, it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure that the Wild family, or at the very least you and Susan, will be visiting at least one or two of these places. Is it a surprise, or do you know where you're going yet?
Well, there's going to be an expedition tonight, and I was talking to my dad about it earlier, and but believe it or not, I've kind of gotten him into this a little bit, so he's actually kind of Googling a little bit and coming up with some ideas, and I'm having to kind of coach him a little bit. But we were over breakfast this morning. We were talking about some spots, so just hang tight. TG will be making an appearance at some point this evening, so just keep your eyes open.
Coach, I can't wait. So the homework assignment for the Meet and Three summer tour listeners, four or five great choices right there. Well, really six if you count Cool Cafe as well, but Square 40 in Lawrenceburg, and you're right, it might be the sleeper of the whole list. Worth the drive. Get to see the Amish going down the road and the wagons. It's worth going to Lawrenceburg for the scenery, but you're right. Square
Absolutely.
40 is a must. Griffin's in Gladeville, the Dairy Bar in Linden. I love it. Squirrel Hollow Road, Cool Cafe Johnny. So get in there, try some of those, and the summer tour will be continuing. And we will.
That's
have,
right.
We've got
That's
plenty
right.
more on the list.
Absolutely.
Brother, I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same, and as always, tell my favorite EKU colonel I said hello.
For sure, and you tell my favorite Lady Vol I said hello. We'll be back together next week, Coach. Again, the summer tour, Meet and Threes, follow at Coach John Wild. You will see tweets on many of the Meet and Threes that we've talked about. He is the authority on Meet and Threes in Middle Tennessee. That's it for today. Thank you to Coach Brenda Vroon of the Nashville Dolphins. Make sure you get out there and support that if that's something you feel led to do. I cannot speak highly enough about what the Nashville Dolphins do. Matthew Gillespie, the TAA, and again, the Wolfman, Coach John Wild. Up next, Forklift System Sports Saturday with the coach. Have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend.